Good morning.
Welcome.
Welcome.
Welcome to Williams Lake.
Beautiful Williams Lake. Yeah. Have you ever seen the shores of Williams Lake all the time we've been coming out here? There's a river that runs to Williams Lake.
But, yeah, I've never seen the lake.
It's a very exclusive lake.
We're a tributary of Browns Lake.
Yeah. So. But you can kayak. You can get the kayak back there.
Really?
I did that this summer. So, yeah.
Yeah.
So. Huh. Bit of a haul for me, so
yeah,
but hey, I made it. The key is do it early morning when the water is very smooth and you don't have much current to fight. So, but well, happy December 14th. I'm thinking about kayaking and golfing. I golfed Friday. It looks like I think there'll probably be some people out today. Gotta love it. My kayak in December. So I remember for a few years, the El Nino years in particular, I don't know how old you would have been then, but I remember golfing in January and February, the one year, it was in the 70s. But haven't been able to play all 12 months like we used to for quite a few years, but it's a nice break.
I put my clubs away.
When was the last time?
Ago.
Well, yeah, I was going to ask you, when was the last time you played a full round of golf?
Oh, man, it's been a long time.
There probably was some beverages involved. I encourage drinking out on the golf course. Even though I don't drink out on the golf course, I encourage drinking out. It makes the game easier. It is such a difficult game that you can't take it too seriously. You got to be kind of loose. You got to be loose and free to swing. So that sounds bad, but anyways.
Not a banking show.
Yeah, we said it was adventures in banking, right. So we got to spice it up a little bit. But anyways, we made... big move over the last week, Thursday, Friday, Monday, and today is we are moving out of our longtime location on Cortland Road, on Cortland Street. I'm going to say the American Title building. I miss being next to Ron and everyone on the corner there, but we did relocate down the street into the Fields building, all of us. And I was wondering myself how many people we have now in our commercial area. Thinking back to when I started in 2005, it was John and a gal named Angie Rodriguez. Everyone remembers Angie that worked at the bank, but it was those two in 2005, and now we have 19 people.
Oh, my goodness.
At the Fields building for just commercial lending and commercial. Of course, it includes you and treasury management services, and you're vital to all of all the lenders, customers, and so it's natural you're down there as well. And so if you're looking for us on Cortland Street, you're going to find a piece of paper posted at the door telling you we've moved down the street. Second floor of the Fields building. Want to thank R.W. Mercer for doing such a fantastic job.
They did. The build out was great.
Yes, and the layout is very nice, and it's certainly an upgrade from where we were as far as space.
Yes,
and accessibility to the customer, I think, has improved. Our Cortland branch will always be. A lot of people were a little sentimental in leaving there. We've been there for since 2001.
It was in 2001?
I think they opened that branch in 2001. It was originally a teller line out front. Well, three desks out front. Never did have a teller line. And we flourished there. And, thanks to Jackson and... certainly all the efforts of the employees to promote community banking and its advantages to the community. And I think Jackson has certainly recognized it. And the bank has grown by leaps and bounds. And, you have played a huge part of it. And it's rewarding work.
It is.
When it says adventures in banking, there really can be. there really are adventures in banking, if you think about it, especially this time of year. We're always very busy getting end-of-the-year deals done and doing our best to do that. But no, it's been great, and we look forward to having an open house down the road some time down the road after the first of the year when we get all settled in. We will have a grand opening and an open house, and I'm sure we'll be able to find a radio station to do a remote from the balcony, maybe.
If you have cake.
As long as
there's cake. Okay.
We will have cake, that's for sure.
We're going to have a couple of grand openings in 2022 then.
Yes.
The Fields Building and our Spring Arbor Road location will be open. You know, I've said before, I've lost this bet for like 5 years in a row now of when we were going to open that brand.
I have too. I think we announced it on this show that when we first acquired that building, we were so excited that it is a natural for us to open that brand.
Yes. And man, does it look great. So the last few weeks, again, Mercer, R.W. Mercer has been in there fixing up a teller line and just getting all the pieces ready for it to be a full retail location. So there's going to be wealth management, obviously tellers. I believe mortgage is going to be there. It's beautiful, and I can't wait for the public to see some of the changes that we've made to it.
I would like to, I need to stop
you
by
should.
There and check it all out. And that opening date is to be determined at this point. But fantastic location. Obviously, a lot of activity up and down the Spring Arbor Road corridor, and a natural fit for us to be that way. Branch in Spring Arbor, branch in Homer. We go west pretty far. So
And you know, like you said, it's a natural progression, and you know, we didn't really have a lot of spots for, you know, customers to go to between Horton Road and Wisner. You know, there's a big open gap. So Spring Arbor Road really does fit in well right there. It'll be nice.
Yeah. Good roundabout. So, well, the only other thing is, you know, a lot of people are wondering about rates. They're asking me about rates lately. And there was a news bit before I came in. The Fed, the Free Open Market Committee, is meeting tomorrow and today and tomorrow, and they will forecast probably what their strategy is for raising rates finally. It's been probably 10 years that we haven't seen any Fed action to raising them, and inflation is at a 30-40 year high, even though it's probably a bit of a spike. We do see rates going up. Don't know when. They'll accelerate their bond buying back program and then announce either a forecast. The last thing the Fed likes to do is surprise anyone, so they will forecast how many times they expect to tighten the money supply.
Yeah, and it's definitely a topic of conversation. Everybody is sitting on so much cash, too. So I know they're looking forward to having some sort of movement with that. So good.
A lot of money. A lot of people panic when they hear rates going up, especially on the mortgage front. That doesn't necessarily mean mortgage rates will go up at all. The Fed has no control over mortgage rates. Typically, you know, when the Fed is raising rates, the economy is doing well, home prices are increasing, they need to restrict the money supply. So I would not suspect that mortgage rates would see a huge rise real quick. So, but in addition to that, you brought in some Christmas 12 banking tips. 12 Christmas banking tips. We're at 7 so far, so
this may be to be continued.
But there may be some born out of your tips. But you deal in the world of deposits and scams and frauds and cards and all kinds of good stuff. Yep. And so, what is your first tip?
All right. So this came about. We ended up not being able to do our corporate Christmas party for County National Bank. And so what we're doing instead, bank-wide, is we're doing 12 Days of Christmas. And so our HR department actually gave us this particular topic. So 12 tips of banking. I know we talk a lot about...
I think I heard about 12 Days of Christmas somewhere else before.
Though. Well, you know, it came to mind when I saw my email this morning. So college kids and credit. Bill and I have taught multiple, you know, financial literacy classes to our local high schools. And this is a big topic with our senior class especially. And how do you build credit and what's the most responsible way to do it? So our first tip is getting your college kid ready for their credit history. And one of the things that you can do is you can actually add them onto one of your existing credit cards as an authorized user. You can control the limit on their card. The statements come to you. And at the same time, they are building credit through you. And it's only going to help them in the future, you know, when they want to purchase their first car.
So is it their card or are they a signer on my card?
They would be a signer on your card, but it's still...
They build credit?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. And County National also partners with a credit card company called Elan, where they have college cards or college credit cards where you can preload them with, like, say, $500 for your college student, and then they just use that money and pay back and things like that. So it is pretty handy to help them build credit and teach them a responsibility with credit, you know. You want them to be able to be independent, but at the same time, they're already going to, if they're going to college, they're already going to be in some pretty serious debt. So,
and here's a tip born out of that tip. Get online and check your balances and activity.
That's one of your tips.
Okay.
We're jumping ahead.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yes, absolutely. Help your college kid build some credit, especially right now. You can start at the beginning of the year. You can get them going with it before they're actually leaving the house. And you're right. That leads into the next piece of it. So we talk every year about checking your own credit, right? Like pull your own free credit report. Make sure there's nothing goofy on there. See who's actually pulling your credit. You'd be surprised how many people actually run your credit, and you may not even be aware.
That's right. And the one thing I have gotten in the habit of, all my credit cards, I have actually signed up at the website, have a passcode, and can log in with the Face ID now.
Yes.
Makes it pretty easy to monitor daily what your credit cards are doing. It's not hard to do. If I can do it, most anyone can. In the world of 10 years ago, putting my child or anyone on my credit card account would be a scary thing.
Yeah.
But nowadays, with technology, you can monitor it every single night or morning if you want to.
Yeah. And, I mean, we're moving to, obviously, a cashless society more and more, right? More so, I feel like cash. I know, Greg. I'm seeing your look.
Don't,
I know. But we are. I mean, if I have the opportunity to Venmo somebody a payment, I'll do that 9 times out of 10 rather than go to the bank and get cash. So, no, I think it's going to be more and more of that nature as we go forward, and you might as well get your kid ready to go.
Yes. So,
but you're absolutely right. Pay attention to that. I do have use the app as one of my other tips, but I was referring to it more on the banking side. So a County National Bank app is great to have to keep track of your bank account. So, you know, you're talking about apps with the credit cards. While you're at it, download the one for your bank account. Keep on top of that. You can do transfers through our app. You can do mobile deposit. You can do bill pay through it. So
you can do all your banking from your lazy boy, believe me.
Yeah.
I can attest to that.
It's great to have. It's safe. It's secure. And I can tell you, it's nice, like, if you need to quickly transfer funds for something, you can just do it right there rather than have to worry about stopping at the bank or calling the bank. So we're still there if you ever want to do that. But the app is pretty handy, especially after hours.
I'm not going to mention names, but somebody's cleaning out their office yesterday or Friday, and they found a large number of checks that he had forgotten to deposit, and they were from April. And he goes, "Oh, my gosh, I'm going to have to call all of these people." And I said, that just goes to show you how many people balance their checkbook.
Yes.
20 years ago, you would have gotten 20 calls saying, when are you going to cash this check?
Sure.
And so, but don't be surprised if you get a call from one of my cohorts if you wrote him a check lately.
We'll need to talk to him about mobile deposit.
Well, if you are taking a lot of checks, I guess that would be.
So that's another tip, is get away from using checks. checks. So that's difficult sometimes in our society of not writing a check. But, you know, when you look at where fraud comes into play, whether it's individual accounts or whether it's on your corporate account, 9 times out of 10, it's coming from a check that's been misdirected. So either they've taken it from the mailbox or they've just copied something that they've seen on someone else's desk. I would get away from checks as much as you can. You have so many new options now. You have bill pay that's out there. You have, like I said, Venmo to pay people. I'm a huge proponent of that. You have cash, Greg. But, yeah, checks are definitely where the most fraud happens. And if you can get yourself away from them on the corporate side, you can start doing ACH, where you're doing, you know, electronic transfers rather than a physical check. And I know your employees will probably appreciate it, too, not having that physical check to have to take to the bank.
Do you find many of our customers cut checks to their employees?
Yes.
Is it mostly direct deposit?
Yeah. I would say it's 50-50.
Really?
I swear. Yep. The amount of checks that we order is for our customers is crazy.
You mean paychecks?
Yes.
Yeah? I thought most everyone had direct deposit by now.
For the most part. For the most part.
Mm-hmm. So.